You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Started up, that's your Monday on B&E, 5 June. Hope you had a great weekend. Whatever you were doing, sure you were watching some baseball. High school, college, and pro, there was plenty of all three. Also, the NBA Finals last night, Game 2 goes to the Nuggets. Pretty good. Maybe you were out at Austin FC. Props to Austin FC fans. There was a two-hour weather delay Saturday night when that storm rolled through. And when they came back to play, packed, still packed. Q2 fans were there. Unfortunately, Austin FC fell to Real Salt Lake 2-1. Disappointing loss for them. But, man, that crowd, pretty incredible. The Listos crowd was there and active. That was a big old storm, too, by the way.
Oh, it was.
That thing was a boomer rolling through on Saturday evening. Developed west and came east. And that was one of those great, you know, big-time spring storms. And then last night, rain overnight. Now the sun's out this morning. Looks like the rain and the shower. There's still a chance for showers throughout the day, but I think the radar would tell you the
we had a couple of days of that kind of 30%, 40%, but then the heat will start to come up out of this moisture out of the ground here next week.
I'm looking at the I guess there's still some rain showers in the area, mm-hmm. but moving from north to south today, and so it looks like it'll be a pretty nice day today. Overnight showers. Those are the best kind, right? Soak your lawn. Soak your gardens and your trees, and then, you know, have a nice day to deal with. It's going to be humid. It's going to be humid. We know that. Also in the college baseball tournament, a lot of chalk, but also some big-time surprises, which we'll run through. Longhorns, part of that surprising, going into Miami and taking out Miami. Let's get to those headlines, trending topics to start your work week. UVO Business Services brings it to you. We'll start with the college baseball. And, yeah, for the 13th time in the 16 years of the Super Regional era, and for the third consecutive season, the Texas Longhorns are super regional bound. That's the round of 16 in the NCAA tournament. Ultra impressive weekend. 3-0 sweep at the Coral Gables Regional. Started on Friday night with a 4-2 win over Louisiana. Great start from the staff ace Lucas Gordon and Zane Morehouse on the mound. Several stellar defensive gems in that game for the Horns. They win it by two. Then on Saturday night, how about taking on the homestanding Miami Hurricanes? They get the win 4-1 behind an all-time start from the right-hander LeBaron Johnson Jr. The Florida native dominated the ninth-ranked Canes, allowed just a single run on seven hits. He struck out eight, 129-pitch complete game effort. Put the Longhorns into last night's move-on game, and they eliminated the hosts. They beat Miami again last night 10-6. This time they fell behind by 3-0 early on an early home run, but they rallied for 9 runs in the third inning, highlighted by a game-changer from one of the Longhorn freshmen.
Here's the first pitch to Flores. Swings here and lifts a high fly ball to dead center, back to the warning track, and you can say goodnight to it. Grand slam home run. Jay Flo sends it out of the ballpark, and the Longhorns have blown this thing open with a 9-run bottom of the third.
And they're going to win it 10-6. That get the win, and they go on cruise control from there. They're on to the Supers for a happy head coach David Pierce.
I'll tell you what, this team has heart. We talked about going in, talked about our meetings this week that we're going to get punched. We're going to get punched in the nose. We're going to be bleeding, and we have to understand that. And, you know, we got to just keep playing the game. And they did a great job of that today, and they showed a lot of character because, you know, we've been really good when we jumped on people early. But for us to get behind early on the road and do what we did and continue to pitch, man, it was just awesome.
Texas, one of 8 teams that have advanced to the second weekend, 7 more to be determined today. 9 teams have advanced, 7 more determined today. The Horns will also find out who their super regional opponent will be. That's because Stanford last night drilled Texas A&M in Palo Alto 13-5. A&M could have advanced with a win there. And now they got to play a winner-take-all regional game tonight at Sunken Diamond. Texas will meet the winner. Also today and tonight, Texas Tech will face Florida in Gainesville to advance. TCU will have two chances to beat Arkansas to advance out of the Fayetteville Regional. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, West Virginia eliminated over the weekend. Women's Softball World Series, top-ranked Oklahoma rolled past Tennessee to eliminate the Vols and post their 50th consecutive win. They're now a win away from a national championship. Thriller in Game 2 of the NBA Finals last night in Denver. Miami Heat, behind most of the game, outscored the Nuggets 36-25 in the fourth quarter, shot nearly 70% from the floor in that final 12 minutes, and they win it 111-108. Gabe Vincent led the Heat with 23. Jimmy Butler took most of the game to get going, but scored 8 of his 21 in the fourth. Bam Adebayo had 21. Game 3 back in Miami Wednesday night. Major League Baseball, Rangers and Astros both looking to finish off Sunday sweeps of their series, but Rangers the only one to get it done. They beat the Mariners 12-3. Marcus Semien did extend his hitting streak to 23 games. Houston was looking to complete a four-game sweep of the Angels, but they lose 2-1. Shohei Ohtani's RBI double in the eighth broke a 1-1 tie. Round Rock, how about the Express? They closed out their homestand with a 20-9 crushing of Sugar Land. Also over the busy sports weekend, we mentioned Austin FC took the pitch after a long delay and lost to Real Salt Lake 2-1. High school baseball, Westlake Chaparrals have advanced to the state championship or state finals for the first time since 2009. They'll be at Del Diamond Friday night facing Pearland in a 6A semifinal. Rouse Raiders came up one game short of the state tournament. They fell to Bernie Champion over the weekend. And in golf, it was Victor Hovland topping Denny McCarthy in a playoff to win the Jack Nicklaus event there at the Memorial Tournament in Dublin, Ohio. Scottie Scheffler finished third.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
Well, Victor Hovland won, but he did not cry.
He didn't cry.
He didn't cry, Ty.
Ty was chiding, who was it? Billy Horschel. Billy Horschel.
Billy Horschel.
Yeah.
Because okay. Well, he shot 84. 84.
Hey, he didn't get last, though.
He didn't get last.
No, he didn't.
I can understand him being emotional. Now, listen, Scottie Scheffler's the guy. I know Hovland wants it.
Back-to-back weeks, he missed it by one stroke getting to a playoff.
And Scottie Scheffler, I mean, his last 10 starts, his ball striking is historically great.
Oh, yeah.
His tee-to-green game is unbelievable.
If he could just be halfway decent at putting.
I know. I mean,
he's just in that stretch.
He's like last in the field.
His tee to green game is like Tiger Woods like. It literally is, if you're looking at the numbers. I mean, he is on every fairway long. He is on every green.
Not making any birdies.
At one point on Sunday, he had picked up 19 strokes.
Yeah, that's what for the weekend. Yeah.
I thought it was just Sunday.
Strokes gained. He was number one in the field over the weekend, like plus 19. His tee to green game is tremendous, historically good. But yes, he was dead last in strokes gained on the putting green.
4- and 5-footers and 6-footers, man, count. Those are the ones that keep you in it.
Drive for show, putt for dough. But now Scotty's still making some dough.
Now he's making dough.
He's making some dough. He keeps finishing in the top five, and he was a stroke off of being in that playoff with Hovland and McCarthy. That's a very tough golf course, and I saw where for Jack Nicklaus's tournament there at his home course that he designed. That's the first time they didn't have any weather delay in the 4 days. Normally, there's some rain problems you deal with there this time of year in Ohio. And they didn't have any.
He's got some funky par threes there.
By yesterday, those greens were hard, firm. And so
you didn't see anything hit and spin.
No, it's hitting like it hit the parking lot. And they'd hit good shots like right at the pin, and it would bounce back into the back, and then you got to come back down. I'm going to say poor Scottie Scheffler because he's still number one in the world. And his game off the tee is just incredible what he's doing. The next major's coming up, U.S. Open.
Has he always been this bad at putting?
No.
Oh, my goodness, no.
No. Not at all. No,
he was on that streak. I mean, it's just this year. He hasn't been bad.
Just this year.
Yeah.
It really started at the Masters. Mm-hmm. Remember, he won the Players' Championship going away. And ever since, maybe here is when he started to struggle.
I taught you about
those
8-footers, the ones that you make to, say par sometime. He wasn't coming close, and then he's getting closer than that, and he was starting to miss the birdie putts.
Be that far ahead in strokes gained at tee to green and be that far back on the greens can just tell you how frustrating that game can be. Yes, you can cry after a bad round, Ty.
To finish third after being on the cut line going into the weekend, that's
incredible.
That's incredible.
He'll figure it out.
Our man Scottie Scheffler getting her done. As for the baseball, congratulations to the Longhorns and David Pierce. I mean, we'll see where they go from here, trying to get back to Omaha for, 39th time. in the program history. And here's a good text we got from somebody. I said, would you rather go, if you're not going to get to host, which the Longhorns could host, as we've said, everybody's asking the question, if the Aggies win tonight, who will host? The committee that selected the field will decide. And as Craig Way has explained many times on these airwaves, it's a myriad of reasons. And the one thing I heard Craig say yesterday, which I think is good, when they decide who's going to get it, they'll explain why. Like, there'll be an explanation. They're not just going to say Aggies hosted or Texas hosted.
Sure.
The committee will announce why they're choosing.
Whether you like it or not.
And it's a fairly significant decision because the host will get to host the best of three Super Regional on their home field with their home crowd. And obviously the winner of two games will be in Omaha. So pretty big deal. Somebody said, I said, would you rather, if you were told you aren't going to get to host, would you rather go to Aggieland or go to Sunken Diamond in Palo Alto? This text says, I would much rather go to Stanford. Absolutely can't stand. I never want them to advance in anything. Plus, head-to-head win in baseball go a long way to a three-peat in the Director's Cup.
Well, I want to play the team that knocked me out.
All I would say is rivalry would be damned. I'd rather play the 24th-ranked team in the country than the eighth-ranked team in the country.
Yes.
But it's baseball. We see all kinds of craziness happening. Think about this. You know, in that the only Big 12 team to host a regional was Oklahoma State, and they got smoked. They went 2-barbecue on their home field in Stillwater. It really looked like they gave in. Maybe gave up a little bit in that loss to Dallas Baptist that eliminated them. But Oral Roberts ended up winning that regional. Oral Roberts, the 4 seed. They beat DBU in the elimination game yesterday. How about the ORU? Longhorns played them during the regular season, mm-hmm. if you remember. And Oregon won the Nashville regional. They took out Vanderbilt. The Oregon Ducks as a 4 seed went in there and won 3 straight games. And they have advanced. That's a big surprise.
Wake Forest still hanging in this.
Yeah, Wake went 3-0. Yeah. They're the number 1 seed. They're going to play a good one this weekend with Alabama, who also swept the Tuscaloosa region 3-0. They're in. South Carolina's in. They went 3-0. Texas went 3-0, we know. Tennessee, a bit of a surprise. They went and won the Clemson regional. Took Clemson out, and so they have advanced. And Indiana State, that's one of the host teams that people, you know, don't sleep on Indiana State, the Sycamores. They went 3-0 this weekend. And as we said, a lot to be decided today. How about the one at Auburn, Alabama? Auburn's out. They were the host. The Southern Miss out of the Sun Belt, Buck, will play Penn, the Quakers, today.
Penn Quakers hanging in there.
That was a really exciting game.
So my Boston College night. Group went out of there.
Yeah, Penn could have eliminated. They could have won. Penn, the Quakers as a 4, could have been through if they had beaten Southern Miss last night. They lost 11-2, so they're going to play another game today.
It was a lot closer than that, though.
Yeah.
They kind of blew the doors open in like the 7th or 8th inning.
Virginia's come out of the Charlottesville region. That's where Oklahoma went out. But Virginia was no trouble, 3-0. So those are your teams that are through. Tennessee, Indiana State, Oral Roberts, and Oregon. By the way, those two 4 seeds are now going to play in a super regional, and this is the same kind of thing. The committee's going to have to choose who hosts that.
It's going to be Oregon.
It's going to be Oregon, probably because of the size of ballpark. I would guess, but they're both 4 seeds, so that's another kind of like Texas and Texas A&M. The decision will have to be made there. But
one of those two teams is going to be in the College World Series.
Yeah, either Oral Roberts or Oregon.
And the last 4 seed was, man, who was somebody it Stony Brook?
Remember, somebody won the championship.
Fresno
of the 4 seed.
State.
Yeah, Fresno State years ago. But yeah.
Or I watched the kid E from LSU who was at Air Force last year.
Paul Skeens.
Oh my God, that guy stood on the mound. I don't even think he wound up. I think he just put his foot down and stepped and just threw the ball.
Do
as
you
a
think
pitcher.
He has a chance to be a two-way player at the next level?
I don't.
He hasn't done as much though.
He was a catcher
year, right?
At Air Force. No, I think when he moved to LSU to focus on his pitching, and he's the most dominant pitcher in college baseball, and that's where LSU. I mean. They still got to get out of their region, but they've been dealing with weather.
Man, can he fire it?
They've been dealing with weather at Baton Rouge, and so they've still got some games to be played. But he is a really good pitcher, obviously. They also have the best player in college baseball. So Baton Rouge Regional, it's LSU and Oregon State today. And LSU 1-2, yeah, they've got 2 chances to beat Oregon State mm-hmm. one time to advance. And yeah, LSU, and they've got the kid, the center fielder, is likely to be the number 1 pick in the amateur draft coming up this summer, and Skeens is dominant.
They have 2 top 5 guys in the draft.
I mean, he is really good, and so LSU's a handful coming out of Baton Rouge. So that needs to be decided today, and so yeah, a lot of baseball today, and we'll wrap up with the Aggies and Stanford tonight. It's I think it's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock tonight out in Palo Alto. Aggies could have done like Texas, gone 3-0 and eliminated Stanford. Stanford had to win 2 games yesterday, and they did, including 13-5 over A&M last night. So they've got to go to that. And if you're the Aggies, you'd like to go ahead and get that done last night and not have to get Stanford back. But your pitching should be in a better place than theirs are, is they had to play two games yesterday to come through that loser side. Hey, let's dive into your Coach's Corner on a Monday morning, brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations.
Audiovisual Consultations and Tom McKay, the really smart guys who never make you feel stupid.
Never, ever. Props to David Pierce, Buck, coaching his way. This team, you know, I guess the expectations were kind of low coming out of the 0-2 Big 12.
Yes.
But at the same time, that team we saw roll through West Virginia in the final weekend, that team can play with anybody.
Yeah, when they get it totally together, defense, offense, and pitching, and then have to get to the bullpen, they're pretty damn good.
Well, and the move of LeBaron Johnson Jr. into the starting rotation, I mean, you can't say enough about...
That was quite a display.
I mean, he started the year as a Tuesday starter, and I remember one of our first conversations with Coach Pierce, because we talk to every week, was, you know, what's the plan for LBJ? Is he going to, because we were talking, who's going to be the closer? You're going to keep him in the bullpen, you know, because the thought was he might be your back of the game guy with that, you know, electric arm and come in and get the final six outs of games. And Coach said, no, I think we're going to need him in the starting rotation, so right. We're going to stretch him out and get his arm built up. Woody Williams, the new pitching coach, feels like this is the best place for him. And so he started starting games on Tuesday night and pitching really well. Then he came in relief in a Saturday game against Oklahoma. And they got swept in that series, but he came in when they were already behind on that Saturday game. And since that game, man, he has been unbelievable. Unbelievable. He's been one of the best pitchers in all of college baseball. And to go out there and throw the complete game. Nothing against Lucas Gordon with his start on Friday, because he was really good too. And in the 4-2 win over Louisiana and all the defense the Longhorns were throwing around. But it was LBJ who I think really stamped this series. I mean, the Longhorns, to win that game on the road. Because look, as we said, if the Longhorns lose that game, then if they had to come back and play Louisiana yes. yesterday morning, they don't have the pitching staff to get into the loser's bracket. They have to stay in the winner's bracket. And LBJ in front of a sellout crowd. Top 10 team, did just that. I mean, he was just outstanding. And we've seen a young guy come of age.
It's just a junior, right?
Yes. Well, redshirt sophomore, so would be draft eligible. But if you hear David Pierce talk about him, he just talks about
just
a young
learning
man.
Learning how to pitch.
Yeah, but he takes the coaching. You know, he's really bonded with Woody Williams, the pitching coach, and really takes to it and listens to it. Doesn't think he knows everything because he doesn't, but it works his tail off. And you're seeing the dividends, and it's certainly paying dividends for the Longhorns to be there. So David Pierce going to the regional final for the fifth time in six seasons. And I believe his overall record now at Texas in this weekend, right, the four-team regional, he's like 12-2 as a coach at Texas in this round to get to the round of 16. So pretty good, pretty good. And as you said, they had to, you know, LBJ had to wait out that rain delay on Saturday night. So, you know, A, you have road game, big environment, big moment, with a pitching staff that's leaking some oil a little bit behind you.
Yeah, I mean,
that guy goes
out
there and dominates.
The way they handled it, everybody handled that rain delay, you know?
Well, it's part of baseball.
The bats, I thought they all just, they looked pretty good. They looked relaxed and refreshed. I mean, that 10 days, like you said, that was a time just to kind of get away and get yourself, gather yourself, you know, to get ready for this. And it looked like they did. That preparation, I thought David Pierce and his staff did a good job of getting guys just ready all around. The bats, everybody. Everybody just looked kind of – there was a different
– All phases.
Yeah.
All phases, yep.
A different step, you know.
Offense, defense, and special – offense, defense, and pitching. Man, that's when you win a lot of games. Their offense wasn't a juggernaut.
No.
But, you know, Dylan Campbell now has a Big 12 record, 38-game hitting streak. I mean, he's just – you know, his big home run – early
and you get lit
game.
Up early when you go over the top of the fence and rob them of three runs. I mean, that's just...
Oh, with Eric Kennedy in that Louisiana game. And then the Dylan Campbell diving catch. I mean,
yes.
Dylan Campbell, you know, is the best defensive outfielder in college baseball, arguably. His arm is elite. I mean, throwing people out, you know, he's one of the best in the country. But his acrobatic catches have made the highlight reel many, many times this year. But, you know, in that three-hole... And, as you know, part of the reason they played so poorly at the Big 12 tournament was the top two guys, Jared Thomas in the one hole and then Peyton Powell, were playing injured, and they didn't get on base. And so, you know, over and over again, your top two guys are not getting on base.
Which, right.
You know, when your run producers come up, the Porter Browns and the Dylan Campbells, there's nobody on base. And that changed this weekend. Those guys were finding a way to get on, and then Dylan Campbell And Porter Brown were finding a way to get him in. And so good weekend for the Longhorns, really pitching and defense dominated. One note from Longhorn football in our coaches' quarter. We mentioned really things really crank up for the summer workouts for the Texas football team this week with the new coaches that have joined, the new special assistants to the head coach that we told you about last week, Paul Crist, Joe DeCamillis on the special team side. But the Longhorns did get a recruiting commitment over the weekend as they had a big recruiting weekend. The 2025 quarterback, K.J. Lacy. K.J. Lacy is out of the state of Alabama. He's a only going to be a junior in high school there. Sarland, Alabama. He chose the Longhorns over Bama, Auburn, Tennessee, and others. Ranked as the number 5 quarterback in the class of 2025. So once again, reiterating, Steve Sarkisian can recruit quarterbacks.
Yeah, we're coming to your state to pick out your quarterbacks now.
Safe to say Steve Sarkisian can recruit that position. Since coming here, Texas kind of languished outside of Sam Ellinger. They didn't recruit, and Sam Ellinger wasn't even like a super high recruit. He turned into a great player at Texas, but the quarterback position was a bugaboo for a decade. Well, now you got a quarterback room that's got Quinn Ewers, who was the number one quarterback in the country. Arch Manning was the number one quarterback in the country. This guy Malik Murphy,
top five,
looks like a stud. And now you've already got this. They've already got a kid out of Houston, Cy Fair, I believe, that's coming in as part of the class of 2024 down there at Cy Fair High School, Cypress Fairbanks. And now they've added this kid for the class of 2025, K.J. Lacy. Because of the portal, Buck, you just keep recruiting quarterbacks.
Absolutely, don't stop.
And he is rolling in here. So if you look at him on film, he's only a kid. He's a sophomore, going to be a junior. But he's got a body type kind of like Bryce Young. He's kind of a lean.
That's instantly who I thought of when I just saw a picture of him.
Yeah.
Was he 5'11"?
Yeah, and then kind of a skinny kid. But he's a baby yet.
They call him a six-footer.
Yeah, we'll call him a six-footer. That's fine.
Hey, it's like I'm 6'2"?
It's like you're
okay,
6'2".
You are 6'2". Okay.
I showed you the records.
Yes.
Friday.
He showed me the records.
He brought in his like medical records showing that he's 6'2", the doctor says.
He put him on one of those stretch machines like they did Kyler Murray during the draft. Stretched him out.
Here's a stat from our buddy Jeff Howell of Horns 24/7 to my point of David Pierce and his success in this round of the tournament. Since being eliminated in 2017 in the Long Beach Regional, and that was a close series, Texas is 12-0. In regional play under David Pierce. 12-0 at this spot to get to the Sweet 16. And our buddy Ty Harrington, our skipper on the show, has texted to say, I hope that restaurant saves Lee Sterling and his Miami buddies a place to sit so they can watch the Horns play in the Super Regional.
Oh.
Sorry I couldn't pass it up after his comments about the 85.
Boy, he's having a hard time giving that up, isn't he?
They can't. I mean, they were supposed to win the championship that year, and they lost to the U. And, Lee's a good friend. He can't come on and pop off about it. And Austin Radio, come on, man. And then to get beat, get smoked, two losses. But that, and he was talking about that restaurant that he likes. And that's where Ty says, that's where he can go watch the Longhorns. Will the Longhorns be playing the Aggies, or will the Longhorns be playing the Stanford Cardinal? We'll talk about that coming up. Also, NBA Finals Game 2 turns into a thriller, and the Miami Heat, never underestimate that group. They found a way. We'll get you details. Ty will lead us through hot or not, the 6-2. Ty Henderson will lead us through the hot or not top picks before the
quarter.
End of the hour. Plus, your good, bad, and ugly from the busy weekend. It's B&E on the Horn.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Longhorns get it done in Coral Gables, 3-0. They are on to the Super Regional round. Where will they play? We don't know. We do not know. Could be decided tonight. We know if Stanford beats the Aggies tonight on home field, the Stanford Cardinal will host the Longhorns this weekend. And if the Aggies win, the committee will decide who hosts the Super Regional. And there's a lot of, if you listen to the Aggie side of it, they're saying, wait a second, if we win, we beat a number one seed who's higher ranked than the Miami Hurricanes by one. That's how close this is. I mean, Miami's ranked 9, Stanford's ranked 8. Both Texas and Texas A&M, if you look at the way the seeding went, probably one spot apart in the overall rankings. I think you could argue that Texas is 23 and A&M is 24 in the rankings when the committee got together to rank the field of 64. And, of course, it's an eyelash. And
Didn't we beat them this year?
They did, head-to-head. So, Longhorns won the head-to-head matchup this year. Down at College Station. And so, yeah, I mean, again, there's a lot that goes into it, but to sit here and heard Craig and Roger talking about it yesterday on the radio broadcast of the win, no one knows. The Aggies don't know. They'll both make a bid, by the way. Both teams will bid money to host the regional, But, you know, this is Texas and Texas A&M. Neither is going to get outbid by the other. That's not going to happen. So the dollars will be even. They're ranked almost the same. The opponents they're playing are about the same. And maybe it comes down to head-to-head. I don't know. Head-to-head was a Texas victory. But can't tell you this morning. But we'll see tonight. But the question is, are you rooting for the Aggies tonight or are you rooting for Stanford? I would say root for the Aggies, just my opinion. Because if they do win, you have a chance to host. I mean, there's a 50-50 chance that they could choose right. Texas. And if the Stanford Cardinal win, you don't have a chance to host. You can't have home games. So, and Stanford a higher-ranked team than the Aggies?
I'd rather be Texas A&M anyway.
But, so yes, this says, have it in Waco. I think, do it. Neutral site. Or you could do it like they do in the high school playoffs. Play one here, one there,
and
then one in Waco. I'm for that. Or play what, in Giddings? Somewhere, I don't know. I don't know what's halfway between the two. Let's get a stadium. Let's play.
Right.
Waco wouldn't be bad. Waco would be cool. But they don't love their baseball stadium. But yeah, somebody also point out the Longhorns did win a share of the Big 12 championship, which the Aggies don't have. But the Aggies played in the championship game of the SEC tournament, which they lost. But again, it's very close. It's very close. So again, it's going to be such an interesting debate. But Stanford can put it all to rest if they beat the Aggies tonight, because the Aggies couldn't take care of their business last night. So college baseball on the brain. A lot of baseball today. Ty, what led you in to wager on Oral Roberts?
Just watch them play. I mean, they're a pretty similar team to Dallas Baptist. I don't know. I was kind of just taking a flyer out on them. They were like plus 200.
Nice. And they won it.
That with the Miami line. I had Stanford as well. And Alabama. So it was a good night. I stayed up till midnight watching college baseball last night.
By the way, just by karma, you shouldn't be betting on Alabama. Alabama's coach got fired for manipulating bets.
they took care of your Boston College Eagles last night.
Yes, they did.
Come on, the coach got whacked middle of the season for...
Hey, the players still got to play.
That's true.
That's right. Coach is coach and players play.
Coach is coach.
Meet in Brenham. That's what I was thinking. That's the Bluebell place, right? Isn't that the home of Bluebell?
Isn't that like right outside of College Station, though? That's basically like playing in College Station.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Pretty much.
Just that Brian, then Brenham.
This says, Aggie tears are better than hosting. Let's go to Palo Alto.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm in for that. Well, I just
want to get the group that knocked me out last year. That's what I'd like to get.
Well, and it's interesting that Stanford has this opportunity because they did the same thing to Texas State last year, remember, unfortunately, for the Bobcats. Texas State was in a spot to punch their ticket to, and remember that year, last year, Texas State would have come home to San Marcos and hosted a super regional, but they lost in the ninth inning. They had the game. They had it. They needed three outs. And remember, in the clinching game, they started their All-American closer. He got the start because they were out of pitching, and he pitched like seven innings of just in his first start of the year. He pitched great and had him with the lead with three outs to go, and last six outs got him. And Steve Trout's team went down in that game. But Stanford has a chance to do the same thing to the Aggies, who will have their second opportunity tonight to get through it. This says, let's go to Palo Alto. Nothing better than Aggie tears. Aggie tears. I love it. That's why I want that series. I'm a fan, interesting spectator. I want Texas A&M, wherever they play it. Because the Aggies ended the Longhorn season a year ago in Omaha.
Yes.
When the Horns went 0-2 in the College World Series. All right, how did the Heat beat the Nuggets last night? How about the fourth quarter? They shot nearly 70% from the field, scored 36 points, and beat Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. Defense kind of went to sleep for the Nuggets at the wrong time. Heat, or you could argue the Heat just got hot. And as you said, Buck, their strategy on Nikola Jokic to let him score but not let him assist his teammates paid off. He only had four assists. He scored 41 points. They started Kevin Love last night. They went to the bigger lineup to start the game, which was one of the adjustments that was made.
Yeah, he's not as good. He's not as effective when his assists are down. He's had some scoring, big scoring games, when this is, because he doesn't get everybody else involved.
And then, well, they become,
or defend it. They defend it better.
Yeah, I mean, and that's you. Obviously, Eric Spoelstra and the Heat will stick to that.
Yes,
that we're just going to cover everybody else, and because Nikola Jokic is just such a great teammate and great passer. If someone, if he gets double teamed, he's going to go to the open man, and they knock it down. This game, they didn't double him, and he went to work, and you know he's going to take the advantage. I can score on this, and he pretty much scored at will, 41 points, but without the assists, the team didn't play as well.
And it's frustrating to see him dump off guys going down the lane for easy layup buckets. They didn't. The lane was, they defended the lane really well again last night, and especially in the fourth quarter, you couldn't get in the lane.
Well, and
that zone was working.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He played more zone than anybody by a lot in the NBA.
Yep.
And remember, the Lakers had a couple opportunities in late in the game to beat the Nuggets, and they couldn't. They couldn't make the shots. LeBron kept throwing up bricks in the final. This one, the Heat executed in that final minute, mm-hmm. and Jamal Murray missed a jumper, a step-back jumper that would have tied the game and sent it to overtime. Really that close, obviously, after a dominant performance in Game 1,
and
Heat
and,
responded.
And the Heat shot better than they did the other night in the Game 1.
Well, and you knew
the
they
threes.
Couldn't.
Yeah.
Was that tired legs
many,
from the Boston
yeah,
series?
They got too many good shooters.
Yeah, and, you know, Adebayo's going to be Adebayo. He was excellent. Jimmy Butler had his 23. And
then he was clutch in the fourth quarter again. Now I was thinking he's not going to get away with that bully ball. Well, he did last night again.
Bam?
No, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, and Bam gets the same kind of looks that Jokic does at the rim.
He like, does. He shot.
It's this little bunnies, and if you're going to give that to him, he'll take that all day just to offset what Jokic is doing on the other side.
Bam shot almost 60% from the field, scored 21 points. And really the key in the fourth quarter was Duncan Robinson, right? You have to have somebody step up to go with your go-to guys.
He did not in game one, but he did last night.
He had 10 in that fourth quarter run.
He's taking to the rim.
Yeah.
That's never been part of his game. They take him out sometimes not for defense, for defensive reasons, but that dude has all the confidence in the world right now, and I wouldn't expect that from a guy that barely played during the regular season.
This says, anyone noticed that Gilligan was sitting courtside next to the Heat bench? Gilligan, by the way, is Tyler Hero. He wears those
little Gilligan hat.
Yeah. Well, he sits there in these goofy Gilligan's Islands hats, and it's fashion. It's fashion.
In his outfit.
He's in the White Man Can't Jump.
Tyler Hero?
The new remake? I haven't watched it yet.
I'm not going to see that. Come on.
Because he's good friends with Jack Harlow, the main actor, the rapper.
Well, that's so funny because Tyler Hero, and that becomes a big subplot of that series, is can he get healthy and get back and give the Heat another score. And that's Gilligan. Can we start calling? I like that Gilligan's Island sitting courtside. But you know he's from Wisconsin. He went to Kentucky, stayed 1 year at Kentucky, and
he was committed to Wisconsin before that, though.
And he's kind of a farm kid, and so good old boy.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
I don't think he doesn't really give off that.
I'm telling you,
persona right now.
If you talk to people at Kentucky who saw him when he was a freshman. They're shocked to see him on South Beach dating Instagram models and wearing
He's a lot different now if he was a farm boy.
Yes. I mean, he's just like, he's kind of an aw shucks from Wisconsin going to Kentucky guy who's turned into, you know, Mr. South Beach, I guess. And doesn't he?
He's not like the hick from French Lick now, believe me.
Kind of like that. Yeah, a little bit. But yes, he's found Miami. And Miami can change you, you know, boats and bikinis.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram things going on down there.
And we know from Anthony Davis, Kentucky can change you too.
Kentucky, yeah. Well, that becomes a subplot. But the Nuggets, Heat get game two. And Ty made a bundle on that. Nice pick, Ty. Good job by you. Good job. Obviously, we got to wait till Wednesday night, two more nights before we'll get game three on South Beach is where they're headed for that. So that's part of the big weekend. We're taking your good, your bad, and your ugly from the busy weekend. Also, Buck, a great new partnership. We announced it last Thursday, but it's hitting full gear today. You know, Buck Off Thursday, Buck On and Buck Off Thursday every week here on the Horn, but we're going to make it a bigger deal. When you're watching a game, because our Buck Off and Buck On Thursday is brought to you by the Austin Gamblers, and we want your shout out. So when you're, because everybody's got a cell phone now, so if you're watching a game or something really makes you mad while you're in traffic or wherever you are, shoot us a video. Just go to shoot us a video, hashtag Buck Off or whatever you're going to do, shoot it to the Horn on Twitter or myself. You can even email it to me, ehogan@hornfm.com. And on Thursday, we'll play them, and then we'll have a winner every Thursday now, the best buck off that is delivered to us. So don't just save your buck off for Thursday. Get it on tape, send it to us, and we'll play it. We'll play the highlights on Thursday in addition to the other buck-offs that come in. Buck-ons and buck-offs. So if you'd like this morning, if you wanted to give a big buck-on to LeBaron Johnson Jr., just fire up your phone. Give us a quick shout-out, and certainly we'll retweet that and put it out there
I'm
for you.
I'm going to buck on Coach Pierce.
Well, you should. Coach Pierce, 12-0 in his last 12 regional series games, and lost a game in that first weekend of the NCAA tournament since 2017. He has his teams ready to play. And they you know, you hope they can build on that wherever they play next weekend. But, man, the pitching, stellar. You only used five pitchers all weekend. Your question is your depth in your bullpen. Well, Lucas Gordon and Zane Morehouse is all you needed on Friday. LBJ, complete game. And then yesterday, you know, you're still bringing Tanner Witt back, so he's got the first two innings, and he gave up that home run, three-run shot, only hit he gave up in his outing. But then a guy who's also been a starting pitcher for you this year, Charlie Hurley, pitched great, came in, did a great job. And then Zane Morehouse closed it out. Nightmare, as they call him. And it looked like, boy, you want to talk about a boost. Zane Morehouse has big league stuff. Like, he has a great arm. But sometimes he loses it, right? He gets wild. He starts walking people, hitting people. And that's why they call him Nightmare. He can be really good, and he can also not be great. And, you know, that we've seen that this year from Zane. But it looked like that 10 days off, Buck, working with Woody Williams on some mechanical stuff, he looked dynamic.
Yeah, you didn't know how they were going to come after 10 days.
Well, when
the team was going to look like.
When he came in the eighth inning for Lucas Gordon on Friday, man, that was lights out stuff. That was outstanding. He did give up a home run. It was 4-1, and he gave up a solo homer. But man, everything else was just outstanding for him, and ends up with a 4-2.
Yeah,
win.
The rest did this team well.
It did, and a little chip on the shoulder. I didn't hurt. So big buck on to David Pierce and the Longhorns. Buck on to LBJ, and we'll take your buck on. So get those to us if you want to shoot us a video anytime during the week, even when you're watching games in the evening. Fire up your phone, send us a buck off. We'll have a winner every Thursday now. Brought to you by our friends at the Austin Gamblers. We'll come back. Ty will lead us through the hot or not topics. Reset our headlines at the top of the hour. It's a busy Monday, a good, bad, and ugly Monday here on B&E.
What's hot? And what's not?
What's Hot, What's Not is brought to you by Texas Orthopedics, the largest independent orthopedic practice in Central Texas. Visit us at txortho.com to learn more and to schedule an appointment.
Hot knots on what was a rainy overnight turning into a fairly nice morning as you get up and out. Still some wet streets out there, and I'm sure maybe some, flashing red lights?
Oh, yeah. The flashers are out
storms
there.
Storms of the last two overnights. Be careful out there. Get you into your week here on the 5th of June. A lot to do, including the Longhorns. And somebody said best move on a good, bad, and ugly Monday was David Pierce leaving LBJ out there for all nine innings. He was amazing. You don't see games like that anymore. And think about LeBaron Johnson Jr., Buck. Last year, on a pitching staff that featured Pete Hansen and, you know, Lucas Gordon, Tristan Stevens, that young guy pitched all of 17 innings in 2022. And this year, and give Woody Williams, the new pitching coach, a lot of credit for helping him come along. But, man, the other night, since he was inserted as a reliever on April the 22nd in that series with Oklahoma, he's made seven appearances, five starts. His record is 5-1. His ERA is 1.86. He's struck out 50 and walked 10. He's given them an established ace behind Lucas Gordon, which makes them a tough out wherever they go this weekend if he keeps pitching like that. Because
hard work, good coaching.
That's right. So if you got Lucas on a Friday, the way he brings it night by night, he's only had two. It's amazing that Lucas only had two rough starts here in the last couple of months, and those were against Kansas. Everybody else, he pitches really well, and the defense has been stellar. And you give the Longhorns a second ace. And, you know, if Tanner Witt can continue to come, I know he wasn't his best yesterday, but I still think there's hope that here in June as they advance that he can get better and better. And, you know, Charlie Hurley was really good yesterday. But to me, the heroes of the weekend, the Texas defense, Zane Morehouse, and obviously LBJ. I mean, those three things were huge in getting out of Miami with three straight wins. Also, speaking of Florida, Buck and Ty, are you hot or not on this? Hot or not? Netflix will release a new series, August the 23rd, called Swamp Kings. Swamp Kings, it is a documentary following the 06 through 09 University of Florida teams coached by Urban Meyer.
Very hot on this.
Very hot on this.
This will be very interesting.
This will be very interesting.
A lot of moving parts.
That's Timmy Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Hernandez. Percy Harvin.
Aaron Hernandez, the killer.
Murderer.
Well, the deceased now, Aaron Hernandez. Yes, that team had some storylines going on. Safe to say. Yes, I'll be in that August 23rd, Swamp Kings. Hot for sure.
I'm hot. I'm in on that.
I'm in on that, no doubt. Yes, for sure.
I finished the curious story of Natalia Grace over the weekend.
You finished it? She's all done, isn't she?
I'm very, very, just more confused than I was before I started, quite honestly. Yes.
So, what did you think of her dad?
I feel bad. That's the guy I feel bad for.
Totally lost it, right?
He was just whipped.
Were you like the buck that you just came out of watching that and just felt depressed?
It's depressing, isn't it?
Life is not happy for a lot of people out there. Yes. My takeaway.
That's my takeaway.
My takeaway is I'm staying away from things like that. I don't need that. I don't need to.
You're the one that watches court TV and the
crime.
Yeah,
but I need more. That's what I'm saying. I'm being wrong about that. I need more uplifting stuff, more uplifting things in life.
That's not good TV, though.
Yeah, well, but it's not good for you either. It'll drag your ass right
down.
There's
a reason why people watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they want to be miserable.
You know, they just want to feel better about their lives.
Or they like a compelling storyline that doesn't have to be happy all the time. But at the same time, yes, things like that can bring you down. But, yeah, I have not seen that yet. After listening to you two guys, I'm probably not going to watch it.
No, you don't need to, E. It's not. There's nothing.
Probably not.
There's better things to watch.
T.Y., what do you have for us in Hot or Not, and in addition to the money in your pocket from the heat and all your good picks yesterday?
Well, I've heard a story. I think it was Chad who had a donut challenge at one point on the station where he had to eat a dozen donuts or something. Well, Major League eater James Webb broke the world record for donut eating. He scarfed down 59.5 donuts in 8 minutes. Breaking the world record.
59.5, so 59 and a half donuts. Like glazed?
Yeah, just original glaze.
That's
they had, a lot they of had water.
That's plugging, man. That's water just so like plugged up.
I think I could do 25. In
there
10,
you go.
10 minutes.
Way, way, way too much sugar.
Yeah.
No chance. How about the sugar fit you'd have after that?
Oh, my goodness.
Send yourself into anaphylactic shock or something.
He's looks like a pretty in-shape fella, too.
That much sugar that quickly has to be terrible for your system. Anything that quickly has to be bad for your system.
Imagine that expanding in your stomach, too.
Oh, no.
All that dough.
All right, a lot of good coming up in our headlines, the good, the bad, and the ugly, including the Longhorns, including Ty's Texas Rangers, the heat last night. Not so good for Austin FC over the weekend. Details coming as we run down the also Ty's Westlake Chaparral's had a good weekend. We'll recap all of it for you. Talk more about these Longhorns. We'll hear from LBJ, LeBaron Johnson Jr., one of the heroes of the weekend for the Longhorns. Coming back.